Patson Zamara, the brother of Itai, Justina Mkoko of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, who was once abducted by state security agents, and several other activists said they would hold such events until the former journalist-cum-protest leader is found. Riot police, known for their alleged heavy-handedness, today left Africa Union Square after some children who participated in the event tried to give them flowers and cakes as a sign of love. Zamara said they decided to bring children to ensure that they are not attacked by the police.
We gather so as to pile pressure regarding Itai's abduction. And so today we did something that's unique. We came along with our children, and they came with flowers and cakes to give to the police. That in itself actually nullified the propensity we have always seen the police manifesting insofar as wanting to disrupt and also turning brutal as far as the protesters are concerned. And so it really worked. We went to them together with the kids in order for the kids to give them the flowers and the cakes, although they refused. But that worked in the sense that they actually did not do anything to us.
Itai's wife, Shefra Zamara, told Studio 7 that she's living a painful life with her two minor children who no longer have a father. She urged the government to release her husband.
Today, it marks 17 months since Itai Zamara was abducted, since my husband was abducted. It's really a painful day because I don't know where my husband is. I don't know what they did to him, or is he still alive. But I want to say to the abductors, if you can't bring back my husband, back to his children, back to me, please, you are free to come and abduct us also.
Derek Frey, an activist who used to engage in protests together with Itai Zamara at Africa Unity Square before his abduction, said they will continue to mark the vision and spirit of Itai Zamara.
We are here not just to demand that they tell us what they have done with him and return him dead or alive, but also to celebrate his spirit and his vision, which is that of Zimbabwean citizens standing up for themselves and reclaiming our Zimbabwe and our rights constitutionally, peacefully, and with determination.
Stanley Jorwadza, the chairperson of the National Vendors Union, who led the young children to hand over the flowers to the riot police that were at Africa Union Square, warned the government to desist from abductions.
Today, we want to warn the government of Zimbabwe to desist from further abductions. And we are saying enough is enough. We have seen in past years the government was not being challenged, but this era, this phase, citizens have joined up, they've risen up above a certain bar.
Itai Zamara was abducted on March 9th in 2015 after calling for the resignation of President Mugabe for allegedly failing to run Zimbabwe. Although the courts instructed state security agents to investigate Zamara's disappearance and give his family regular updates of their findings, Patson Zamara claims that the police have defied the court order. Police spokesperson Cherit Charamba was not reachable for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.